Yeah, sure. Have a seat. We're from broadcasting live from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true. And it is the show that gives you a reason to live. Crime Report, and it's a special crime report tonight. We have a very special guest, legendary NYPD detective, retired Ralph Friedman, the most decorated detective in the NYPD's history. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
How you doing?
Thanks for coming, man. Sorry about our late start. I apologize for that.
I hope the listeners hung in there.
Yeah, I hope so, too. If you know somebody who was trying to watch at the appropriate time, at the given time, maybe... You know, spread the word that we're on now. And I was looking at a lot of different things, you know, trying to identify what, you know, some good things to talk about are. And this story came up in the Post just yesterday about flipping the bird being free speech. And they're going to decide it because a New Jersey scoff law's middle finger is they're not happy about this. You ever have somebody flip you off when you were a cop?
No. not close enough. Maybe when they were driving away.
Right. Not anywhere in reach.
Not like in today's world where they feel they could disrespect law enforcement and get away with it.
Yeah. When was that? When did that come about? I mean, like, I remember even after 9/11, it was like, never forget and respect the police, and people had a certain respect.
And people sort of forgot that, you know, and remember they were flying the flags. Every car had a flag out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's home. You know, they respected the police and they soon forget what heroics they did 9/11.
Yeah, and even if they forget, though, why does it equate with disrespect, I wonder? Why does it have to go?
Well, that happened after the last few years, you know, with the turnover in politicians and the new millenniums and, the, you know, all the stuff that's going on today. It seems the world's changing pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hopefully it's changing for the better. With the change of card up at the top, you know, we have a better president.
Well, we're hoping
kind of now, yeah.
We're hoping for that, but it's he's really fighting an uphill battle.
I never understood what was the motivation of, you know, somebody in charge to try to say that our police force is racist or somehow, you know, biased or something.
Well, it's a different thinking out there. You know, I think the Democrats moved too far to the left and became liberals.
Yeah.
And it's this attitude that people have.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's strange because, you know, somebody...
They're still the same ones that will call the police when they need them.
Of course.
You know?
And they often will. Very often will. So, so here's the situation now. We have somebody named Shyam Patel, 22. He decided to test the limits of the First Amendment by flipping off two NYPD officers in the middle of Times Square. The foul expression of free speech landed him in the clink. He wants the cops to pay for their overzealous enforcement. So this all started back in May. He'd finished parking his car as he was arriving. Somebody was ticketing. And, he went to a pal went to sit at the public tables, blah, blah, blah. You know, it comes down to this guy flipping the bird and going to jail.
It comes down to him being disrespectful.
Right.
Not happy about getting a summons.
Mm-hmm.
And being disrespectful to law enforcement.
Well, I don't think it should necessarily count as free speech. It's like fire in a crowded theater. You know, there's no reason why you should have latitude and everything to go that far.
They're pushing the limits. They're trying to push the limits.
Yes.
You know, if it's a finger today, next they'll be, talking in their face, walking up to an officer and saying, F you, you know, or something, you know?
I feel like I've seen that occur, you know, as this...
I'm sad to say it has occurred.
With the resistance, they call them the resistance. That does a lot of damage, I think, just as a concept that's floating around.
Well, you know, the police, they're lucky to have men and women put their lives on the line today to want this job.
Right.
And then to go out and disrespect them, you know, but I still think it's most people respect the police.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this small crowd that's very vocal.
Right.
And want to push the limits.
And won't
and
shut up.
And they're the ones that won't shut up, and they get the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the media is looking for.
They think it sells papers. That's what, you know, it's the conflict.
But the police do a great job, and I think most of the people that are hardworking and go to work and, you know, take care of their lives the proper way respect the police.
I would agree. I do agree. And that is the truth. And we have a video here from I guess it was Philly, is that right? Ryan Katsu-Rivera's in the booth. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Can you show me the video from the Occupy Occupy ICE, I guess it was. They see the Occupy movement, you know, whatever that's.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Now they want to abolish ICE.
Yeah, abolish it. Because you know what? I mean,
it's like saying you don't want police.
And
who's going to police? Who's going to police the borders? You know,
they say they don't want open borders, but they just don't want to guard them.
Yeah.
There should be a border there. It's just a dotted line, you know,
it's
like
just,
on a map.
It's crazy.
So this was their response by the police here. If they showed up on bikes, which it's cool to see these bike cops having so much fun with these tents, tearing it down because it stinks. Goodbye, Occupy, abolish ICE or whatever.
Well, we had to do that finally at Occupy Wall Street also.
I was so happy when Bloomberg finally ordered that to happen.
Finally. Yeah.
We're going to clean the park, is what he said. We're just going to clean the park. And they cleaned it all right. I think a lot of those Occupy Wall Street people ended up hanging around the city from all over the country. I think that they ended up and just became homeless. So some of these
campers. They tried to make a tent city. Yeah. A homeless alcove.
Yeah. And here, like, these guys, so look how well prepared they are for this occupation. They've got their ice and their drinks and their tents, but they don't have them for long. This is like a real attraction here. This makes you want to visit a city, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is going to help tourism. Look, we've got a tent city. Some of these people did
not take it real well. And it's unsanitary also.
Oh, it's very, yeah, this guy. You fascist pigs, damn you all to hell.
Standing citizen.
I love that guy. I mean, those are big words from a guy holding a rainbow umbrella. or whatever it is, a floral print.
I guess he had off of work today.
And this, yeah, exactly, yeah. Ties it into the whole thing you're talking about. Look at that.
There we go.
Freedom of speech as used by the Occupy Abolish ICE movement. Yeah. The thing is, what did you expect to happen? How did they expect this to go? Did they expect this to be the beginning of a whole proud new city, you know, made of tents and garbage? I mean, they don't have the ingenuity, the energy to build anything on their own anyway. So they just set up their tents and they
like they're on the beach.
It's just a they're not even that prepared for a beach trip. it's a movement, you know. It's something that is. I agree with you. I don't think anybody really agrees with it all that much. I don't think that it really is something that people subscribe to. It's just that it seems to be something fun to do for them.
It's something for them to do to disrespect everything, our way of life, and they're very vocal. And the media picks up on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they splash on the front page.
Right.
Just like they're doing with a lot of other subjects, like all of a sudden separating parents from children. That's been going on since the first arrest is made.
Yeah.
You make an arrest for a robbery, for murder. You're not sending the family to jail.
Yeah, it's not a family event, is it? It's not.
You know, it's very easy to stop. Don't break the law.
Yeah. You know, and most Americans, I read a poll, they blame the parents who bring the kids because it's.
Some of them aren't even their kids.
Of course.
You know, they're just picking up children on the way. It's you have to guard the borders and vet them. No one's against immigration. You just have to do it the proper way.
Of course. No one's against immigration. They like to term it immigration in his new immigration. But no, it's not that. It's border policy. It's protecting.
By doing it in any other country, even Mexico, they'll put you in jail for 10 years.
Sure, yeah. And these guys who are smugglers, if you put it out there that, hey, here's the ticket to the country, just bring any kid, we won't check, and then you get to come on in and stay with the kid, what do you think is going to happen then? I say every criminal in Mexico is going to suddenly be a babysitter.
Of course.
Yeah, and start trying to, I don't know what they end up doing with these kids, harvest their organs or something, maybe. It's a shame. We have also in Brooklyn now, you know, it's the bad judgment, really, that ends up moving us in a direction. I think sometimes the Brooklyn Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, is packing they're backing a two-term judge who is really notoriously lax on bail. Her name is Judge Lauren Bailey Schiffman. She's twice elected to the civil court in 1999 and 2009. She's now an acting Supreme Court justice seeking a third term. Now, this woman here, Bailey Schiffman, she's been slammed by law enforcement for remarkably bad judgment in letting violent defendants walk, such as Kurt L. Emanuel, who, while in custody in violent Brooklyn's 83rd Precinct Station House in Bushwick, he tried to grab a cop's gun. And if you have any doubt what his intentions might have been with that gun, he admitted afterwards, if I got a hold of the gun, I could have possibly killed everybody in the room. They asked for $250,000 bail, the prosecutors did. She said, nah, and freed him, I guess, figuring that he was not a danger to the community. And released on his own recognizance.
He's not a danger.
Yeah, a guy like that.
We had our own judges over the years that, you know, they stand out.
Cut him loose, Bruce?
Cut him loose, Bruce. Of course, he was pretty famous back then.
Yeah, and his son of Cut Him Loose is out there now, I believe. And now we have this Bailey Schiffman, who the Democrats are backing. Another case.
Of course they back him.
We have Derek Gadsden. He walked into a church in violent Brooklyn, threatened to kill a nun who was there praying. Now, is that so bad? Just to threaten to kill a nun, I guess. You know why? Why should he have to pay bail in order to await trial? Let's let him go. And that's exactly what happened. No threat to the community. Another two, I'd hate to go on, but there was another example here. Two defendants who allegedly targeted a black guy who was walking with his girlfriend beat him to a bloody pulp, even threatened to lynch him. And one of the defendants had 20 prior arrests. Prosecutors wanted $50,000 each, but Bailey Schiffman released him without bail, saying, oh, I'm sure they'll hew to the side of the law, to the right side of the law, in order while waiting.
Like they did the beginning.
There she is right there. Let's just run through some photos of her, various photos. Oh, these are interesting-looking pictures here on the live Facebook, et cetera. We should probably quickly cycle through them and, you know, just move on. I don't know what's going on with our photos. One criminal. Now, we have this site, if you're curious, because I know that you've talked about in the past. We've sat here before and talked about judges who release people without bail and parole boards who release people who are potentially dangerous being held accountable for what happens afterward.
That would be a great idea. Hold parole boards and judges responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to hold the police always responsible for everything. They blame them for everything.
Sure.
But the judges who let them out or the parole boards, they should be held accountable.
And what would it take, do you think, for that to happen? I mean, like, what sort of law would that be? Would that? I wonder if they could even constitutionally do that, although it's a great idea.
Well, why do they hold other people responsible? You hold the police responsible.
That's right.
Just hold the judge responsible. He puts them out, he should lose his job, or he has to. There should be some responsibility,
mm-hmm.
right? Some accountability.
I think that they just may approach their jobs a little
bit
differently.
How many times does a police officer get killed by a guy who committed other serious crimes or assaulted police before?
Almost every cop who's been killed has been killed by such a person.
Well, I would say every time they do have records.
Yeah.
So if they let them out, they should be responsible.
I agree.
Criminally, civilly, job-wise, every which way.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, that means that perpetrator's on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because the judge thinks he's okay.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what
he wants
do?
The responsibility of making that decision, he should be held accountable.
Couldn't agree more. And that, again, I think that would that might inform their decision on letting some of these people out if they had to answer to what happened afterwards. Now, can we get the number? We're going to take your calls here with Ralph Friedman of the NYPD, retired author of Street Warrior, an amazing book. Your first book, and it details a lot of the stuff that you went through, things that you did while you were in Fort Apache in the 70s and 80s.
Stationed in the South Bronx in Fort Apache, 41st Precinct, from 1970, right out of the academy, to 1975.
But is the number still, can we keep that up there the whole time? Possible? Call,
yes.
877-1-877-962-6846. That's 1-877-962-6846. We're taking calls. You can ask a question of Ralph Friedman, legendary NYPD detective who is the most highly decorated detective in NYPD history. That's certainly something to be proud of, especially when you consider the size of the police force here.
I'm proud of right? my accomplishments.
Yeah, of course.
Proud of the NYPD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We have, speaking of Bailey Schiffman here, just while we continue our discussion, you know, there's like a Yelp for judges where judges are judged. And it's
that's a good start.
Yeah. And I think that, yeah, at least there's some form of accountability, even if it's in the form of this. It's I'll tell you the site if you're curious. Ratings and reviews here. And it comes from robingroom.com. Robingroom.com.
Well, that's probably just giving an opinion. I don't think it's going to have any effect on their on the judge itself.
Of course not. No, no.
It's just a place where people could voice an opinion.
Exactly, yeah. But it's
a beginning. It's a beginning. Smallest beginning there could be.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you could look and say, well, I choose a different judge then, right? I mean, I think people have the right to do that.
Yeah, that'd probably be the next thing. Perpetrators could pick their own judge.
Yeah, we'll take her.
Take her, cut them loose, Bruce.
Well, they're not. They're not real. Her ratings are not particularly high. Let's see, her average with less than stellar ratings here by attorneys. They awarded her an average rating, as you can see, of 2.4 out of 10. And anybody else?
Well, if the judge review board did something about it,
yeah,
if there was oversight.
It is borderline unanimous on here, though. I wonder if they even take a look at this. People who weren't lawyers, they rated her 1 out of 10. The absolute lowest possible score. A couple of them even said that if there were, there's nothing lower than 1, or we would have chosen that. It says here in the reviews, one criminal defense lawyer said, in 13 years of litigation over 15 different states, this judge was the worst I had the experience of being in front of. She had a complete and admitted lack of understanding of the substantive area of law, but she had a frighteningly horrible lack of understanding of basic evidence rules. And biased to such an extent as to be unethical. Another one said, not only a disgrace to Brooklyn, but to the entire judicial system. An absolute imbecile when it comes to the law and proper behavior in a courtroom. If anyone has any doubts as to what's correct, legal, or where justice lies, one need only look at her decisions, and you can safely assume the opposite of what she found was just and correct. Wholly unsuited for the bench, disrespectful to counsel and witnesses, bellicose, unprofessional, prone to frequent outbursts. This is like over 40 reviews, this exact same review. It's insane. And once you're a judge, you're there. You know, I mean, it's like a 10-year election or appointment or something like that.
Yeah.
It seems like they are just – it's kind of like teachers, you know, with the unions. They have tenure.
You need accountability and something to be done.
Well, let's hope. I guess that's it. Just hope that something like that can happen. Do you think what are the say three biggest changes that people could make? You think that might help sort of
clean up the first is always electing the right officials in elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that you know they feel will make a change. Mm-hmm. You have to do it through the system. Mm-hmm. You have to have the right people in place to do that.
Okay, well, that's definitely one. You want to vote for Republicans across the board, I would say. Yeah, the phone's not.
No, people are calling.
People are like, hey, what's going on? Is anybody answering the phone?
Oh, yeah, we got calls. The board has how many?
Let's take a call. Just send one out. I don't have anything on my monitor here for that. My phone monitor's off.
Garrett broke it, I'm hearing. Was that a joke?
Did Garrett break it?
He said it's broken.
So it's broken. So let's take a call.
Okay. He's on. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello, how are you?
George.
George.
I guess the phones are just all down.
Hey, George, how are you? I'm not hearing anything.
I'm going to put my personal number out. Is that a bad idea?
Why would you do that? Nobody wants to talk to you. We want to talk to Ralph.
Well, no, I know, but we would link it to Ralph.
But what's wrong with the phones?
Something. Peter?
Yeah, Garrett broke. Well, I don't know for sure Garrett broke it, but he mentioned earlier that they went down. They're trying to get it up. I don't know the technical
What do
reasons.
I do now if I want to let people speak to Ralph as we promoted all week? What do you suggest?
Yeah, and get in the camera view, please. Please scoot over.
He doesn't want he can't show his face. Peter, the man who won't let you talk to Ralph Friedman.
Oh, geez.
Direct your complaints to Peter.
Peter at Compound Media.
Peter, oh, wow. I wasn't going to do the whole thing, but yeah, why not? Peter at CompoundMedia.com. Now, what is the deal with phones? Can I get a definitive answer soon? All right. Good heavens, Ralph. How embarrassing. I don't know what's going on with the phones. That's ridiculous. Maybe we should take them on your personal cell phone number here, and that would kind of just cut through some of the crap here. Hey, what's going on is Compound has launched a new site and getting everything moved from one place to another is apparently a bit of a, you know, a chore, a bit of a thing, as they say. But it happens sometimes, you know, tech, what can you do? Have you noticed, Ralph, that anecdotally there seems to be a lot more police standoffs, a lot more people kind of like holing up and being armed and taking on the cops?
Well, they feel more empowered.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing the search and frisk, you know, stop and frisk like they used to. Mm. People are walking around with guns. They feel they're going to get away with it, which they are. And then it leads up to this point. You're going to see a lot more crime,
mm-hmm.
you know, without stop and frisk. And even with it's not totally gone, but the restrictions are so much that it's hampering police to do it. And some don't bother.
Right. And
you know, they feel they're being they were more under the microscope than the person they're stopping.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and more paperwork and more cameras and more complaints against them. It's hurting the operations.
Well, and you've said before, it goes to the top, and it comes from the top. And this is a case where I believe her name is Schiffman, Judge Justice Schiffman, or not the other one was Schiffman, Sheila. What's her name? Scheinler?
Schemer. No, I don't know. but we have the new number up, so that'll work.
A new number up. Okay, it's 1-845-500-8776. It's, again, if you're listening, 1-845-500-8776. That's the number now. Forget the other number that we've been giving out. There's a new one, and it is 1-845-500-8776. So we will pause for you would have time to dial, and there we'll have it. They do seem to be bracing up more. This what they call the resistance. It's just resisting arrest. You know, we should start a movement called the compliance. we had a state trooper shot to death upstate by a suicidal school principal who then shot himself. And in Chicago, there was another one of these where three officers were injured. It's just a disaster with the people.
Well, in the last couple of years, there have been a lot of officers killed in the line of duty.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers, it's getting worse. You know, it seems like we read about one every week.
And we just had the anniversary of Officer Familia, who that was last year, 1 year ago.
That was Wednesday night, July 4th, midnight.
Up to take.
Guys?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. So right now we have a caller on the line, but we also are figuring out a third option, which might be better. But we have Brady on the line.
Oh, hey, Brady. How are you?
Hey, Pat. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, it sounds like you're real far in the background.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. What is your question, Brady?
Mr. Friedman, you had told the story one time about when you were a plainclothes cop, you responded to a 911 that you normally wouldn't, and you got into a gunfight in a hallway, and one of your partners lost 78 pints of blood, and I actually didn't get to see the end of it, and I was wondering if you had more to that story and how it turned out and if the officer survived.
Oh, wow. Okay. So.
Well, we were backing up a unit. We were backing up a uniform unit, but we responded and we got there first. And we went up to the apartment. It was on the top floor of a tenement building. And we saw the door was broken in, and we heard a girl screaming. So we responded right in without waiting for backup. And we were met by a hail of gunfire starting at 3-4 feet away and proceeding closer. My partner was hit 7 times, and it was such close quarters that 2 of the hits he took were ricochets. The other were 5 direct hits. And I shot it out with the guy killing him there and saving my partner's life and my own. And he was DOA at the scene, the perpetrator, and we saved the girl from further beating. She was pretty beat up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just so after that, you were commended by the mayor, I believe, right? Yeah.
That was for a different shooting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We did get awarded some awards from the police department.
Okay.
But there was a different one that the mayor stepped in for.
Yeah. Okay. Is Brady still on the line? Was he able to, does he have a follow-up?
That, Brady?
Good old Brady from
Colorado.
Oh,
did he say that the officer survived?
Yes, my partner survived.
Yes, he did.
And now he's in...
Well, he moved out of state.
He moved out of state, right, okay.
When he retired.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't able to go back.
And all you guys still talk sometimes? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Those are bonds for a lifetime, I guess.
Well, you I also like had that. A series on TV on the Discovery Channel and the ID Channel, and he came down to do an episode.
Mm.
Well, actually, we went up there to do it, but he came on the show
mm-hmm.
when we profiled that story.
Street Justice the Bronx on ID, and yes. A great show, man. Really fun
it's
to watch.
It's on demand. It's on iTunes, Amazon Prime, and ID Go, streaming live. And right now, the show is, the season was over in America,
mm-hmm.
but it just started about 2 months ago in Ireland, Italy, the UK, and Russia.
That's great.
Yeah, it's getting around now. It's going global.
Yeah, it was a fun to watch show because it was good to see you, you know, kind of clarifying everything that happened and giving the straight dope. We know that the show got it right because you're right there.
Well, the producers got it right. They did a great job. I had fun filming it. And it had a good reception. Right now it's in hold. I'm not canceled. I'm not renewed.
Mm.
But it's in limbo right now.
Mm.
I guess they're going to see how it does, you know, overseas.
Show business, huh?
Yeah.
It was good to see. I think the guy playing you, I mean, he seemed to do a good job.
He was very, very much into it. And I think he did a great job also.
Yeah.
Tim Wynette was... you know, we met a couple of times, and we talked a lot on the set and on the phone. And he studied a lot of stuff. He quit his job at the time. He took police tactics courses, shooting courses, took boxing courses, took a motorcycle lesson.
Wow.
You know, to get into the part.
So now he could probably do the job.
I don't know, but he's a good actor. But acting is a lot different than being a police officer.
Sure.
You know, we have another question. We got Zach on the line.
Okay.
Zach, go ahead.
Hello. I was wondering what was the weirdest crime you've ever encountered over your years as a police officer?
I got that. Is that a question for me or for Ralph?
For Ralph.
Oh, okay, right. Of course. Got it.
Weirdest crime? Well, I mostly dealt with robberies and guns and assaults, so they weren't weird. Some of them were very horrific. I would say the bad stuff is like when I've seen crimes committed to infants and stuff. I've seen infants that were raped, and I see them. I had multiple cases where they were burnt with cigarettes, stuff like that. To me, that's weird and you know, and sadistic and horrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see the depths that people go to for...
You can't believe what humans do to other humans.
Yeah.
You know, the disregard for human life.
And defenseless...
Infants. We're talking about kids under 1 year old.
Right, yeah, who have no protection. You know, and by the very people who are supposed to love them most don't love them at all. And in fact, you know, you can't stop themselves, apparently, from doing these terrible things. Thanks for the call, Zach.
Zach,
I appreciate
has a
it.
Follow-up.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering if you could talk about the Star Trek sex offender guy. You didn't get to the story a couple weeks ago. I thought that was a funny story. I DM'd it to Ryan.
Oh, right. Yeah, the guy who was, I believe, in California, and he is a collector of Star Trek memorabilia, and he was going to open up a museum for... horror and sci-fi, you know, I guess like props and stuff like that. And he was convicted of some sort of a sex crime. I think he had child porn. And he was only, it was only one count of child porn, but he had a whole lot of it. So I guess he pled it down and no jail time. He has to register as a sex offender. I think it's surprising that any sex offender would get off with no jail time at all. I mean,
yeah.
So it doesn't seem like,
you know,
have the sentencing guidelines changed?
And it's the atmosphere we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the today.
I almost get the feeling people are like, there's almost an attempt on the part of whoever to normalize that, maybe in the media.
That's undermine the whole system.
Right. Yeah. I believe. And a quick word here. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's America's premier home purchase lender. Buying a home, we know it can be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make, if not the most important. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval, and this gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. Once verified, you qualify. Then you qualify for their exclusive Rate Shield approval, and they'll lock your interest rates right there for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. Boy, this copy is really
a little patchy.
It's the kind of thing that makes you go, "When will this ad be over?" We don't want you doing that, though. It's a let me tell you, the Rocket Mortgage was a lot easier to kind of sell, you know. But yeah. This is interesting. So anyway, look, here's the important thing. Once they do that, they lock it up. Then once you found the one, if rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. So it's a way to get a good interest rate and have a little bit of flexibility in your time, I guess, there now. But if rates have gone down, you get to keep that lower rate. That's even better. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. So look, just do this. So without even thinking about it too much to get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. It's rocketmortgage.com/compound. If you don't do that, I might not get paid. Rocketmortgage.com/compound. It's very important. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030. We don't ask much from here at Crime Report, but this week we do need you to buy a house.
All right, and we got a call from George.
Oh, hello, George. Please, fire away.
Hey there. Hey, Ralph. How's it going?
Okay.
Go ahead, George.
Go ahead, George.
We hear you.
There?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
I see that Ralph says he has 2,000 plus the rest, and with just 7 years on the fourth, it seems amazing how he pulled that off.
Wait, I think, George, he had 11 years on the
14
force.
Years.
14 years, right?
14 years. Four,
14 years, but still remarkable.
I was very busy out there, George.
You said he was very busy out there, George.
So, George, what would you like to ask of Ralph Friedman, the retired, legendary retired detective?
What's your question?
Okay. Hello?
Can you hear? This is my fault, George, but go ahead. What? Would you want to ask Ralph?
Yeah, I guess 2,000 arrests seems pretty nuts, especially with all the paperwork. I'm curious to know, can people live up to that? Is it possible? Like, what's going on?
Well, I also have partners that help me do it, and we streamlined the system. We had our own system, and couldn't have done it without partners. You know, sometimes I work with a 3-man team, sometimes I work with a 2-man team.
And so I guess your point.
Well, we were out there all the time, and we were in a busy area at a busy time in the police department's history, the 70s. This was from 70 to 1984.
Cool.
Oh, okay. That's great.
And so you weren't.
I have another question, if you don't mind.
Please. Sure.
Turns out that a lot of people are buying PBA cards that are issued to them by a detective, Ralph Friedman. I'm curious if you care to comment on that.
Well, I heard that someone's using my name out there, definitely. But the ones I give out have my number on it, and that's why the police could call me.
And when the police call,
so I could verify.
They speak to you, and you tell them to Google your name. All these people claim that they're your cousins, but there's hundreds of them.
Nah, someone's using my name. Okay. I've heard about that.
Thanks for the call, George.
Thanks for the call, George.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Seems like some sort of borderline accusation or something. Thanks a lot.
We'd also like to say there's the chat on the site. So when you watch along, you could actually chat.
Oh, okay. Great. Has anybody, if anybody says anything of note, let us know.
Sure,
we'd be
sure.
Happy to answer that as well. We have the murder of Lisandro Jr. Guzman Valise, I guess, yeah.
By the Trinitarios. The Bronx recently.
Belmont, and he was pulled out of a bodega, innocent kid, 15 years old, brutally stabbed a lot of times, like really, really cut up. They had machetes, they had knives, they had They had everything. And now that video really got people's attention for a second. It almost seems as if people know that the cops are not the bad guys just for a second. Have you picked
up? Well, they made 10 over. I think they made over 10 arrests on that case.
I believe we're up to 11. Yeah.
11. But then you'll see at one point before all these arrests were made, they tried to blame the storekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And when then they tried to move it to the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just amazing.
They anybody but the Trinitarios.
Yeah. What about the perpetrators?
Yeah.
You don't want to blame them?
You know? Even the young woman who was potentially part of this by being in a sex video with someone who apparently looks like this kid, according to one version of the story, was getting death threats. And her father, too.
Just, it was amazing that they tried to blame the storekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
The police, you expect, because they blame police for everything.
Right.
But the storekeepers, people didn't realize. First, these things happen. It's horrific, and it happens in seconds. And these people, storekeepers, aren't trained for this kind of thing. They're storekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not police or military.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, they're, like, more in shock, you know, and they're worried for their own safety, which you can't blame them.
Yeah, they have
this
to stay there.
This is a gang attack.
Yeah, they're a sitting duck.
And it wound up, they blame them, and they put them out of business.
And as it turns out, as the video shows, he did his best to hide the kid initially, and then was unable to, I mean, right. As he is, like you said, a shopkeeper, he's...
Yeah, they're not trained for this.
Yeah,
this
kind of a bodyguard or something.
You know, reaction to a horrific crime.
Yeah. And so the case will continue. How is it, this is just kind of a stupid question possibly, but how can... there'd be 11 suspects. I don't think there were 11 guys there stabbing him. It was maybe 5 or 6.
But there's people that ordered it.
Okay.
They arrested the leader of the gang, I think, who ordered this hit. And there might be a chain of command. Maybe there's someone else below. They made it, you know, everybody involved in it. There was people probably in planning, probably in lookouts.
Okay.
And the ones that came in the store. The police did a great job. They got everybody connected with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they did it very quickly.
And they're turning up the heat on the Trinitarios in general there. Who
New York City's detectives are the best in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, they did a great job in every case, but this one was super fast.
Yeah, and highly publicized, too. And they've made a big deal out of these arrests, as they should. It's good to know that the gang's a little bit smaller, even though it's the fastest growing.
I wonder how many of those perpetrators are here illegally.
You know, you would think they would point that out, right? But no, they don't point that out.
I think there was some that they did point out, but it got sort of quieted down.
Gets a little lost in the shuffle somehow. Yeah, we don't want to, you know, what difference does that make, their status? That
makes, difference. A chat question.
Yeah?
From the ghost of John Sahag. He asks, Ralph, have you ever beat a perp with a phone book? Don't shoot the messenger. That's from Ghost of John Sahag.
Did I ever beat a perp? No, I did not. Not with a phone book. With my hands and other objects, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes people have to be beaten.
You have to use necessary force. Make an arrest.
The restrictions
didn't carry phone books with me.
On unnecessary force now, that seems to be like an issue too.
There's so much paperwork.
People will gather around.
Everybody's videoing.
Mm-hmm.
All it's doing is hurting enforcement.
Yes.
Because the police are more worried about being filmed than taking the police action, you know, as a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that wasn't that way when you were a cop.
No. You did your job and, you know, you're not being filmed and micromanaged.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was an officer, the politicians, the public, police brass, they wanted criminals off the street. That was our job, and we did our job.
Imagine that.
Today, the job is tougher.
Mm-hmm.
You got to worry about, you get no backing. It's amazing that men and women want to do the job.
But
they do a great job, and they're out there and under all these conditions.
Yeah.
They're getting it from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
We had to battle the perpetrators, but they got to battle the politicians, the brass, and the perpetrators.
Doesn't make any sense.
And everybody's out to get them.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
The world is topsy-turvy. It's upside down and backwards.
What happened?
And all the policies.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that way. Border, policing, military, mm-hmm. ICE.
Yeah.
Abolish ICE.
Abolish ICE.
You know,
first of all, that's not going to happen. There's
I know,
no way on earth that can happen, is there?
It's ridiculous for people to say.
Yes. We have, of course, the woman from, you know, the Congo, Queen Congo, climbing up the part of the Statue of Liberty over the 4th of July holiday.
Psycho.
Yeah.
You know, she got to put her in Bellevue.
Yeah.
Who climbs, you know. I think she was here illegally or something.
She is supposed to be a naturalized immigrant. She's been here a number of years. I don't really know her status, but they're certainly not playing it up. I wouldn't mind seeing her be deported. Anybody who's going to come and lecture the president on what a moron he is for, you know, I don't know, protecting the law, you know, protecting our rights and stuff.
That became another issue. You have to explain doing the job that's called for.
Yeah.
You have laws, you enforce them.
Right. It's a pretty simple thing.
It's pretty simple, but it doesn't seem to sink in.
No, it never does. There's
always criticizing people for doing their job. If you do your job, you criticize. You don't do your job, you criticize. Can't win out there.
Can't win. So, like, what would you say to officers that are out there other than thank you, you know, now? Like,
they deserve our appreciation more than ever.
Yes.
We got a question also from another follow-up question from Brady. Is over the years working in the force, what changes have you seen? And maybe even particularly from immigration, like the did you notice kind of like a gradual change with crimes from people coming in from different countries?
First, I wasn't a police officer lately. I'm retired 35 years.
Right. Oh,
I retired officially in January of 84.
35 years since 84. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, officially it was like. That's what January 84 was the official retirement.
Oh.
I got hurt seriously in August of 83.
Right.
And I never went back. I was hospitalized, and I left the job in a wheelchair.
My God.
You know, and then I made it to crutches and then to walk again, which was, you know, a job in itself.
Pretty amazing story on its own.
Immigration, it wasn't a hot subject like today. And, you know, America is all made of immigrants. We have no problem. Of course, it's all immigrants, and there's no problem with immigration if you do it legally. We're talking about illegal immigration. You know, not that they changed the name to undocumented, but it's illegal immigration. You know, and, you know, it's all about immigration, but do it correctly.
Yeah.
And
it's
no problem
with immigration. It has nothing to do with any kind of bias or anything
nothing
like that.
Nothing at all.
It's just that
weeding out the wrong ones. All our, you know, the Italians, the Jews, the Irish, everybody came here in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. They did it legally.
Mm-hmm. And enough people.
And that's the proper way to do it.
Enough people will become citizens and still do crimes.
Yeah, we have enough of our own homegrown crime.
Right, yeah.
Without, you know, we don't have to import it.
Yeah.
I was interested, you know, from that question, my thoughts were like, you know, the Trinitarios that that came from what, three people in Rikers, right?
Yeah, that's three guys started. Originally started that in Rikers.
They're making
92.
They're making like a difference, you know, a negative impact. Pretty.
We don't know if that's just hype also. Three people started in Rikers.
Right. You never really know, but
you never really know the story. And, you know, they're
according to
legend. Radar, it's criminals, you know.
But there are trends that can kind of, you know, make waves throughout
there's
the city.
There's always
right?
been prison gangs, you know, and street gangs. There's always been. You know, it's just the publicity that they're getting today, and with the immigration thing on top of it, it gets a lot of publicity, and the media runs wild with it.
Yeah, it's a great question. Cool.
You would think that they would connect the dots there, you know, illegal immigration to the gangs, and this is how we
ICE
end up
ICE is doing that now. It's pretty strong with MS-13.
Exactly.
You know, ICE is really stepping up and doing their job,
right.
which they always wanted to do. They were just being held back by their supervisors because of, you know, up the chain of command.
Right, all the way to the top.
Now we have a new man on the top, and enforcement is being enforced. And people seem to have a problem with people doing their jobs.
Well, they do now, yeah, of course, because they're looking for any way to condemn
looking
President
for voting
Trump.
Blocks.
They love to do that, yeah. They love to condemn Trump for everything he does, right or wrong. I think it's all right, but they won't. They'll complain whether even if they think it's
if
right.
If he cured cancer, they blame him for putting doctors out of business. You know,
that's right. You're absolutely right. They would. That is true. As you're looking at the book Street Warrior by Ralph Friedman, and it's available at Amazon.com. And I'd highly recommend this book.
Five stars. Five-star rating.
Lots of ratings. And that's you on the cover.
That's me. That picture was taken in 1975.
Oh, my God.
4 years ago.
Before you even peaked.
That's true.
Yeah, that's something. I like what you said about Trump. That is very true. They would root for cancer if he was the cure. Yep. You know, and it's now they think they may be running.
Won't give him credit for anything.
No,
he's sitting down with a North Korean. He's sitting down with Russia.
Economy's
he
doing
brought
great.
Back the economy's doing great. The stock market took off when all the experts said it was going to tank the minute he got in.
Oh God, they wanted that so bad, didn't they?
They want.
They say he's trying to shut down the media and all these attacks on the media. We have a media that does nothing but talk bad about.
He doesn't owe anything to anybody and. He's shaking. He's stirring the pot.
Yeah.
People don't like that. You know, it's not business as usual.
In a way that it never has been before.
And I believe everyone has a right to vote the way they want. Everyone has their opinion. It's, you know, but, you know, Trump is doing a good job and people won't admit that.
They won't admit it.
They don't want to admit that.
Well, they, you know, and another thing, they hurt the women's feelings so bad is because they thought they were going to finally break out of the, what do they say, break the glass ceiling? Or whatever, with Hillary, you know. Do we have a video of her, you know, like giving us... They're thinking about running Hillary again. Hillary may run.
I heard that. I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, and it was in the Post, an editorial.
And Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
And Oprah Winfrey.
And Oprah.
And...
Bernie is even
who
older
else
than...
we got up there?
Here we have an article.
Little rappers are running.
Michael Goodwin in yesterday's Post, and he had some good points. He said that you know that she seems to be doing a lot of collecting money and a lot of fundraising, and that's not something the Clintons do unless they are up to something.
Oh, I think they're always
collecting
money.
Charity begins at home, you know. Yeah, yeah, they collect a lot of money from Russia when they were trying to get this whole thing. Now here she is, just so we can remember. Everybody says she was a bad candidate. How bad? Let's take a look. Yeah, you had it, didn't you? At 2:42 there, something like that.
Mentioned.
Yeah, good. Here she goes.
Represent inmates.
Just remember how bad that cough was. Oh, boy.
Too much.
I feel bad for her. She was so sick. And the audience just obeat. They just keep applauding. Yeah, it's like a standing ovation out there while she opens a cough drop. She is so... Her health, I don't... Now, it's my speculation. I don't believe her health is very good.
Well, she passed out a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Right there at the 9/11 event?
Yeah.
Oh, please. It seems like they would have quieted the mic down a little bit.
Thank you, Hazel.
Still a standing ovation.
Yeah, clapping and clapping. Well, she might get started momentarily.
That's been part of my mission. Representing poor people through the Legal Services Corporation. It was about making people's lives better.
Calm down. That cough has evolved.
And it taught me that even if
she's not well.
Oh, poor Hillary.
You don't have a powerful job. If you work at it, you stick with it. You can make a difference.
I don't know if she's well. Well, man, what can you say, Ralph? I mean, if she runs, I don't think Trump's going to have too hard of a time with that one.
No, I don't think so.
May not even win the popular vote this time. Look, once Trump is reelected, then the next 4 years might be a lot easier, you know, because people will see a light at the end of the tunnel, they think, and maybe they won't be so hell-bent on trying to...
At some point, they're going to realize that, you know, he's doing... There's going to come a point where they won't be able to say he's not doing a good job.
You would think, right? I would think we're already there.
And he's living up to his campaign promises. He's not doing anything out of the ordinary. He's pulling it out of a hat. These are things he said he was going to do.
Definitely out of the ordinary. Yeah, to do what said he was going to do. Way different from the average president.
He's not changing track now. He's
no.
doing what he said.
Exactly. Like moving the capital of Israel there to Jerusalem, you know?
What is it? You heard to do that since the beginning of Israel.
Yeah, they've all wanted to do that.
Seven presidents tried to do that.
Nah, and he just does it. That's the way he gets things done, by doing them. He's the greatest we ever had. We have a show here called Trump, and it's all about these things. So we'll save the rest for coverage of that as soon as we get that show re-cranked up again. Trump here on Compound Media. If you like Donald Trump, you will love the show because, you know, we just don't say anything bad about the president ever. And that makes us pretty different.
The latest episode was up over the vacation, in case anybody missed that.
Archived now, as are another, 20 or 30 episodes, something like that. I don't know, 30, 40.
And at the end of it, we even let, you know, we gave the platform to a gentleman by the name of Delvis McCroy.
Delvis McCray, yeah.
McCray.
He's from England, I think.
From England, yeah. He's a liberal, but we let him, you know,
equal
say
time.
His piece. It's equal time.
Yeah, which is, you know, usually pretty simple. You know, it's all emotion. They have no argument. Thanks for the reminder on that. Trump available here on Compound Media. Now, murders are up in the Bronx. It's in one precinct, double what they were this time last year. And in general, in the Bronx, up 69%.
Well, what do you think the result of stopping Stop and Frisk?
Yeah.
This is, where did you think that's going to go? Of course, it empowers them to carry weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not getting stopped on the way to commit a crime or a murder.
Right.
And they have it readily available.
And they know that afterward they don't have to worry.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave the gun anymore. You can take the cannoli and the gun. And
well, that's what, when you could tell the police from doing their jobs, that's the result you're going to get.
And
they think crime's going to go down. You're going to get less when you don't enforce laws.
I don't understand. I don't think that they could have possibly thought that was going to happen, because they always talk about this. It's going to improve the relationship between the police and the community, and all this building trust and everything.
Like I've always said, the police are there to protect your ass, not kiss it.
Yeah.
No, this community stuff.
It should be on
all these programs. Let the police do their jobs, what they're paid to do, sworn to do, and want to do.
Yeah. And they know more.
Protect you.
They know more than everybody else
they
who's
know
trying
what's going
to do
on
anything.
And they're out there.
The Citizens Review Patrol, what are they called? The Citizens...
Citizen Patrol or Crime Patrol, something like that, right?
Citizens Overwatch thing.
Yeah.
But try to film cops doing things
and
wrong.
And the people complain and all that business and everything. And most of those complaints are not even justified. A very small number of them move forward. And it's a city of complainers, of course.
Groups that are very, very vocal. And the media picks up on it. So it seems like it's a lot of people.
So
most people appreciate the police and for the job they're doing.
I think so. And how far do these murders have to come from the Bronx into Manhattan, do you think, before the city finally elects somebody who's law and order?
How many criminal complaints, felonies were being played, the numbers? You know, the mayor's always playing with the numbers.
Yes.
You know, downgrading crime, there's people, whistleblowers coming forward. You know, cops are getting frustrated over this too.
Yeah.
You know, they fill out a report, then that's reviewed, they try to change it. Even the laws were changed on like what petty larceny is to regular larceny.
Mm-hmm.
They keep raising the limits
on
everything.
Yeah.
So it's even legal. Then he takes away exposing yourself, peeing in the streets, drinking in public. You know,
even marijuana.
That's how marijuana. They're lowering. That's how you lower the crime stats. Do away with the crime. Make it legal.
If you make everything legal,
makes robbery and murder legal. You know, there'll be no
really,
numbers either. Crime
kind of just disappears, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, jumping the turnstile is a big one.
That's another one.
I see that so much more now that it's.
You know, my brother was a transit officer, and when he started out, he used to tell me stories that you know they would catch guys for jumping a turnstile. They had guns on them, narcotics, warrants, and they're so stupid, they jump over the stile. But that's how you get guys.
Yeah.
That's how you get guys wanted on warrants and with contraband.
Sure. Yeah, you catch them for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
So how do you legalize turnstile things?
It's just you know how you do it? You claim that it's a racist policy that disproportionately affects minorities, Hispanics and blacks.
That's all bullshit. You know, they lock up criminals.
Mm.
Doesn't matter what color they come in and what the numbers are.
Yeah.
If 10 Hispanics do the crime, then you lock up 10 Hispanics.
Right.
If it's 10 whites, it's going to be 10 whites locked up.
There's no situation in which a cop
would try to make it that way.
Right, a white person breaking the law and go, oh, he's white, let him go. That doesn't...
Yeah, right.
You can't even imagine that happening.
Well, that's how they try to spin it to eliminate these so-called quality of life crimes.
Yes.
You know, you have to enforce all crimes, all laws against crimes, and that's how you trade up also.
Mm-hmm.
You get bigger fish from information, and some of these guys are wanted for other crimes. And that's how you catch them.
Right.
Because they're stupid. They'll jump a turnstile with $10,000 worth of drugs or a gun in their pocket.
Isn't that remarkable?
It's amazing, but that's how it works.
Yeah, somebody who
didn't say that, we said they're criminal. We didn't say they're smart.
Right. Yeah, they are not going to like say somebody who breaks the law all the time. You know, they're a career criminal. They've got, like you said, drugs on them. They've got guns on them. They're not going to say, "Oh, I need to buy a Metro card." It's illegal to just walk on the train.
I had that thought today. You know, because I had insufficient funds on my Metro card.
Yeah, and you thought about just jumping it?
I could just jump it because that's not enforced. But then I'm like, wait, I'm not a criminal, so I'm not going to cross that line.
You're a decent person.
Yeah.
And I just want to
use the honor system now.
So then you just let me pay for your ride.
And I'm a mooch, not a criminal.
And that's okay. Mooching is much better than crime.
There's another question from the chat here. It's an odd one. It's about mole people in the subways. Do they really exist, Ralph?
Yeah, there's homeless. They're homeless.
They're not mole people?
Well, people don't mole people because they're underground. But there are people living in the subway system. There are people in the tunnels. You know, and that's what, transit is enforcing, but, you know, they get the resistance too. You know,
I see.
Some of these people are sick. Some of them are criminals. Some of them are homeless, you know. Mm. Especially in the winter, they go down there because it's warmer than being out in the elements.
Have you seen it? It's like a community, right? Like a little
underground city? Well, I haven't
seen
it. I haven't been in the subway in probably 60 years.
True.
Oh, wow. I watched something about that where they had these mole people down there who were, they call them mole people.
Mole, because it's underground.
Right. They're not actually an evolutionary thing or anything. They're just, their eyesight is still okay, I think, and they're not getting around by scent. But they... There's some kind of community or something that I had seen at one point, but I don't know how relevant it is. They're mostly just homeless people trying to make it, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's not an alternative lifestyle or nothing.
Right.
They're homeless has exploded, and I think they underestimate that too when they start talking about 65,000, 70,000. It's got to be more.
That's another whole problem, you know, and that's why we shouldn't be giving money to other countries when we should be helping our veterans, our homeless, our hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we give all this money to other countries that hate us on top of it?
Yeah.
Don't even appreciate it when we should be taking care of our own at home.
And they have kids, too. You know, the homeless people have kids,
exactly,
too.
We should be taking care of them with that money that's going out of country.
And there's some of those kids who would love to be in a detention center someplace, you know. Cool and dry and safe, rather than out on the streets.
The detention centers I saw on TV.
That's what I'm saying.
Were very good.
They would
better than the life they have, you know, to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's we should
improvement.
Be taking care of our own.
Yeah.
You
there's
know,
kids praying for a cage to sleep in. You know, rather than have to deal with that. Let's. Should we have a word from our sponsor, K2? This show is sponsored by K2. You know what to do with that K2.
That's how we get rid of our misery and pain. Doing these drugs.
Yes, that's what I do. That's what Obama did too.
As you can see, these packets, the names on them, we've got Scooby Snacks. We've got Scooby Snacks. We have Scooby Snacks again. It's one of the problems has been as quickly as the Scooby Snack has been identified, and we seek to criminalize Scooby Snacks. So they're constantly playing the game of Scooby Snacks again. It's one of the Scooby Snacks.
Abortion!
Now, we saw William Bratton in there, Commissioner Bratton, who was around in the 90s and then again under de Blasio. Now we have James O'Neill, and Ray Kelly was around for a few years. And you worked with different commissioners. Among the ones that you've worked with and not worked with, who was the most supportive and the best, just guy to have in charge?
There were a lot of good commissioners over the years, but lately they seem to be... more into politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the commissioner is always an appointee of the mayor, and they're right under his thumb. You know, if they don't follow his lead, you know, they could be terminated. It's a temporary position, commissioners, and they're under the mayor's thumb.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they serve at his pleasure, and they kind of have to do
exactly
what he says.
At his pleasure. You know, it's, you know, and it's become more political lately.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it seems like a kind of position that, you know, people are more concerned with. Well, I mean, at that level, it's not like he's going to be out making arrests or anything like that. But you would think that there'd be a strong connection between the officers.
Yeah, but today it seems like the connection is more with politicians and catering to the public and to these groups, you know, because like I said, they're very vocal and they make the media and they make the press.
That doesn't seem like a good idea to me. It seems like it'd be,
you know,
they'd
the
be better
off. The police commissioner should be you know, very supportive of the troops and follow and have them do the law, you know, enforce the law. When I was on, you know, they wanted us to go out there and make arrests.
Yes.
You know, they wanted arrests. They wanted bad guys off the street.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. Like, you know, the Chinese have the year of the dog and the year of this. Today, it's like the year of the perp, you know?
Right.
You know, it's like they cater to them. They're letting cop killers out of jail. They don't put other criminals in jail.
Yeah.
They set low bail, no bail.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the whole society and how it's being ran and politics of the day.
It seems as if, like, in this second term, that de Blasio, you know, was elected in a landslide.
Nobody ran against him with any, you know, anyone who had meat didn't run against him.
Hardly anybody voted. I mean, it was...
That too. Yeah. You know, it was really, his second term was a walk-in.
Yeah, and so now we've got...
You know, everybody's shocked over how it happened.
Well, he's even more detached than ever, you know, just more detached than ever. He had no opposition.
How it's possibly more than ever. He was always detached.
You wouldn't have thought, right? No. But with this new secretary of the schools chancellor, you know, who wants to basically start doing some kind of weird
terrible
reshuffling and taking out the test that people should have to take and stuff like
you
that.
You work hard. Yeah. You know, you get to, like, the honor roll, and now they want to take you out of a good school and put you in a bad school.
In one of the worst schools, yeah. And put terrible students in your place.
And, you know, yeah, 25%.
Not even the best students from terrible schools, but the worst students from terrible schools. Move them, because good would it do?
It's just unbelievable. I don't see that happening, but
it's
you
good
never
to know,
know
that's what they want.
That in itself is terrifying.
I mean, it's like China's, it's a full-blown sprint to the left from Cuomo all the way down to Cynthia Nixon, who is, you know, that we have a communist, a socialist, rather, I guess, Democrat socialist. I'm not sure what the difference is. Basically a communist who won some kind of a primary in Queens. And now they're using her as their standard.
That's another... Today, they take a movie and TV host that they want to put in politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they have recognition.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, yes.
You know, but they don't know about politics and how to run a city or a state or whatever.
And they think Trump, reality star and stuff like that. Well, Trump's also a businessman. Trump also has charisma like you can't believe. He's a leader. He knows how to inspire people. He knows how to talk to people.
He knows how to get a job done.
It's not just because he was in television, yeah, and had the recognition.
That was after.
Yeah.
That was after getting into TV.
Right.
You already shaped the skyline of New York,
Right, yeah, yeah.
He was very influential in changing a lot of things. And he was never racist until he became president.
Yeah, now all of a sudden he's...
You know, well. I see him getting awards from Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
He was with Sharpton. Everybody loved him until he made president.
With Don...
You know, people take a lot of lead from Hollywood, too. And they're very liberal, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, they are. They insist on it. They insist on it. And they are paying a lot of taxes there in California, which is... Let's face it, sliding down the toilet. California is in terrible shape. There was someone was saying, well, you know, they're the seventh largest economy in the world, so they must be doing something right. Well, a few years ago, they were fifth. So they're not moving in the right direction. And, you know, it's layer upon layer of bureaucracy. San Francisco now has so much human feces on the street, people will not visit. I'm reading now a major medical association. They've pulled their annual convention out of the city, saying its members no longer feel safe. A loss of approximately $40 million for the city, a warning to other cities with similar policies like New York. Beautiful hilly San Francisco. Known as a city where 20 pounds of poop was dumped on a sidewalk last week in a clear bag and remained there for hours. Human waste-related complaints in San Francisco have skyrocketed from 400%. They've skyrocketed 400% from 2008 to 2018. And 2017 alone, there were more than 21,000 reports.
Well, I know there's a lot of people out there talking shit.
Yeah.
You know? Falling on the streets now.
Talking it, stepping in it, stepping around it, and otherwise making it. And you know what it says right here? What happened in San Francisco? They stopped prosecuting quality of life offenses.
And it's something that's not only in New York. It's all going all over the country.
Yep. And possibly worldwide, although, you know, Europe is the leader in doing things wrong, it seems. You know, they're on the cutting edge of just messing everything up. Can't look to them for any sort of a...
Apparently, Iceland just made male circumcision illegal.
Illegal?
According to the ghost of John Sahag. So I don't know how... I could look into that.
They made it illegal.
Yes.
Circumcise a boy.
I have two things.
Okay.
One is a video...
My foreskin.
Oh. Of a bodega. A bodega thing.
Let's have a look at that. Yeah.
And then if I could follow it up with a question of for Ralph about my hometown of Co-op City in the Bronx. I just wanted to ask him.
Sure.
Do you remember any stories of that or overall like a vibe of Co-op City? It seems like a well-behaved type city, though.
Co-op City is okay.
Yeah.
I remember when they built it, it used to be the site of an amusement park.
Freedom Land. Yeah.
Right. That was back in the... early 60s.
Right.
That was Freedom Land.
Yep.
Freedom Land.
Yeah, that was like an amusement park, like a Palisades amusement park.
Right, right.
It was the same thing we had in the Bronx.
Yeah. Roller coasters and cotton candy and all that
stuff. Yeah, everything.
And then we had to go to Rye Playland after that, after Freedom Land no longer
That's
exists.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. So it's always been pretty good. You don't remember any bad stories from Co-op
City? Well,
I
didn't work that area.
Uh-huh.
True. I was living in the precinct that covered that area, and it was a decent precinct. That was the 45th precinct.
Yeah.
I lived in that precinct 28 years.
Nice.
But I worked further south and then further north.
Gotcha.
You know, in my time on the job.
Very cool.
You know, and really it was the South Bronx that was bad. And Co-op City is really in the northeast part.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always nice to me. I liked it. So here's a bodega video.
Okay, great.
Invalid parameters.
Oh, wow. That's not a very auspicious start for that video, is it?
No.
So all these cities going to hell in a handbasket, San Francisco leading the way. What can New York do to turn that around other than change the laws and go back to a more proactive style of policing?
Our laws are good. You have to enforce them.
Right.
And you have to let the police enforce them.
Right.
And you have to have politicians that you vote into office that are going to do the right thing for the public.
Here we go with the bodega video. So, what I understand, this was a thwarted attempt at credit card fraud.
Yeah, somebody put the music to this video. I've seen it.
All right.
Make it sound like, the cops and robbers type of thing.
Right.
They made a joke out of it.
Little slapstick. The cops trying
exactly.
to... So this guy's... You must have dealt with
and
all kinds of situations like this.
Well, you know, it's very hard to cuff someone who doesn't want to be cuffed.
Right.
That's why you got to use necessary force.
And now you're dealing with somebody behind you who's...
Well, that girl was involved with
She's
them.
She's involved, yeah. I don't think if I was a cop I would
this
ever...
This is insulting, putting this music to this video.
Oh.
This officer's trying to do his job.
Right.
And he's there himself. Backup didn't arrive.
Yeah, let's
and
get rid of that
multiple
music.
Perpetrators.
Yeah.
Somebody did that on,
serious situation.
On the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's...
You're confronting a psycho who's committing a crime.
Yeah.
Who's refusing to be cuffed. This office is working hard and... Somebody disrespected him by putting this music on.
Yeah, I was suspicious of that, too. I was like, that's too clear to be like the, the surveillance feed of the music that they
See,
have
See, this girl
in the
was involved
yeah,
with that perp.
Okay.
This officer faced multiple perpetrators.
And here's the woman...
I saw this. She's going to fall through the roof.
Climbing into...
Watch
oh,
this.
No.
She's going to fall around through the roof. Into the store.
She climbs up. This is how far people
Watch
will
this.
Go to avoid being arrested.
Now, I think assistance is showing up.
Yeah, this guy's done. Well, I mean, that guy behind him is.
I think she
some
falls
dude.
Out in the left corner there.
And we see. Oh.
There she is. There she comes.
Oh, my God.
I told you. Yeah, this was on the internet.
It is pretty funny, the fall, though. I mean,
She goes to hide in a back room in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Crawls towards the front and thinks he's going to get out and falls into the plane. This is what you got to deal with out there.
Yeah.
This is what officers face on a daily basis.
Right. Just for some bodega or it looks like convenience store, kind of a robbery or you know, event, this thing, the credit cards, whatever it is.
See, now he's got backup and he's placed under arrest.
Yes.
This officer was facing two or three perpetrators at one time.
Yes.
And they're crazy. They're crawling through a roof and the other guy's jumping up and down, probably on some drugs.
Yeah.
But this is what officers do every day.
That's another thing, drugs now. You were...
Then somebody disrespected this thing by putting that stupid slapstick music on.
Everybody, just do
this
his
favor. Off when I see something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I wish we, if only we knew who was responsible. Yeah, I wasn't the one.
I know.
I promise.
So that was pre-added by the internet, as you said.
I've done that before, but it was to a wrestling video. Where,
that's
like,
okay.
This guy was getting beat up through a wrestling
video. This is serious stuff, law enforcement.
Oh, of course, yeah.
No, there's, people see movies and TV shows. It's different. There's real cops, R-E-E-E-L, and then there's R-E-A-L. That's the difference.
Yeah.
By the way, on YouTube, you can watch the first season of Street Justice, The
Bronx.
Well,
that's real. That's
yeah,
real.
And that's $7.99 on YouTube.
Well, it's you real and it. Real.
Yeah. He took the R-E-A-L and put it on R-E-A-L.
That's what it needs, an injection of real. What's your favorite cop movie while we're talking about this kind of thing, when you watch movies with cops?
Well, I like The Shield. That was an FX show.
Yes.
You remember that one?
I do.
With Michael Chiklis.
Chiklis, yeah.
He was great in there. I really enjoyed that show.
Okay.
That was one of the good ones.
Have you seen Bosch?
Bosch? No.
About an L.A. guy? I think it's an Amazon show.
We have an update on that video, actually, Ralph. This might lighten up the last video. The Edmonton police, that's where that bodega video was taken.
Right.
They put the music onto it and then released it.
They did it?
They did it, yeah.
Whoa.
But that's Canada. I mean, so they're a little goofy to begin
Canadian
with.
Canadian
so.
Police.
It's a little surprising to hear. Yeah. I thought it was very disrespectful.
Yeah.
And
apparently they did.
If it's Canadian police who did that, I'm a little surprised.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, they sort of, because, you know, this goes viral. It goes all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, you know.
It makes
making
it seem,
fun of it. It was slapstick.
It makes light of something
I'm very
that's
surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
Almost seems like it's fun. To,
maybe one officer did that on his own.
Perhaps, yeah.
And
yeah, I doubt it was sanctioned by the Edmonton.
Yeah, I would think it wouldn't be sanctioned by any
maybe
police.
Not.
And if it was, heads
very
head should roll.
Yeah, heads should roll is right.
Yeah. They certainly roll on everything else. I mean, you know, it's so easy to sue the police department in the city. The law department will often just, like, write a check in order to make these things go away
and
rather
de Blasio's,
than fight it.
Excuses, it's cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you know, defending and going to court and hiring attorneys.
But in the long run, is it cost effective? I don't think so.
No, because at one point, everybody was suing and they were settling with everybody. It was like giving perpetrators jobs.
Absolutely.
They were suing every cop for false arrest and excessive force. It just got carried away.
We're living in a time when they actually pay perps not to do crimes in California.
Some smart perps and there's some lawyers out there that hustle them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know how to work the system.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's been, well, they've seen it done over and over again. You know,
and then when you have
with a
people
lawyer.
Like de Blasio there, it gets more abused than he lets it even lead on.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want anybody to know how bad of a job he's doing, you know. And he's like, again, you know, he's anybody who goes off to Germany and protests with Antifa as some kind of a communist operative or something.
Well, he's been arrested by NYPD before.
Oh, sure.
Before he was mayor, he got locked up a couple times for
public
protesting.
Advocate, right? Public advocate.
He was protesting and got caught up in there.
I think anybody who is doing any one of these public advocate kind of jobs or like, you know, organizer, civic organizer, all these kinds of things, community organizer, as Obama was, these are positions that are just cut out for people who are communists, in my opinion. That's a kind of a job, rabble-rousing. And now we're looking at, like we said, this woman last night, or on the 4th, who got up on the Statue of Liberty. They think she's a hero. They're singing her praises. They think she's amazing. You know, people showed up at her arraignment to thunderously clap because she...
it's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it really
is. That people feel that way.
Jump on the side of law and order because that's the way it's going. Now, we've been on for quite a while here, Ralph. We don't want to hold you all night, but, you know, we want to make sure we get to discuss everything that you're interested in. Of course, people should go and buy Street Warrior because it's just... It's an incredible account. It's one of a kind. It's the, yeah, from the author himself. Best book ever
written. A little
bite. But it is very, very good. And like I said, you can get that at Amazon. And, you know, geez.
You know, this book gave me a chance to tell my stories, and I dedicated it to all the men and women of the MRPD.
That's right.
And to my partners and the police officers that I worked with and were on patrol with me at the time, because I couldn't have done the things I did without them.
Mm. And the second book, best book ever written, Unwifeable by Mandy Stadmiller. I think we got a promo video for that. But don't turn it off just as a promo video. It's like a little film about it. Let's just say that. Roll it. Make it happen. Make it so. Beam me up.
Mandy Stadmiller says her entire life has been defined by sex.
Well, you kind of go in the trenches for your stories.
My next guest went undercover to spend some private time with the first legal male prostitute. With me now is Mandy Stadmiller.
What is the course you're taking this week?
It's a form of meditation that involves people rubbing your...
I know that I feel like we don't hang out enough.
So would like to thank my guest here, Ralph Friedman. Thanks for being here, Ralph.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
I hope to have you again.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be back again. I think this was my fifth show with you already.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
We'll definitely do more.
Yeah, we tried to stop the one guy getting out, the BLA guy, but unfortunately we lost that battle, and he's
out
there.
Yeah, that was
now.
A sad battle, sad result.
Yeah.
That's another thing showing the undermining of a society with that. And there's a few more up for parole soon, and really hope they don't get paroled either.
Yeah, it's a sad commentary when we're rooting for the not only the active criminals, but the convicted criminals who killed police officers who were in the line of duty trying to protect you and me. So Pat, not to be celebrated, yes.
Real quick before we go, I was going to ask Ralph, where do you get that shirt? And I looked up, if you go to Street Warrior...
I have a clothing line now.
Oh, my God. You didn't even mention this.
Well, it's under badges, barbells and badges.
Yeah, barbellsandbadges.com.
.com. And you go to their line, and I have a line called Street Warrior.
And you're wearing it right there.
For a few months.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, barbells and badges.
It's awesome.
Yeah, very good.
On my website, anyone could go to my website and check everything out and see all the interviews and stuff. It's... BronxStreetWarrior.com. That's BronxStreetWarrior.com.
BronxStreetWarrior.com. And I'm going to give you a moment to write that down. BronxStreetWarrior.com. You also want to go to CrimeReport.nyc to hear the latest about New York City crime. Focused on New York City crime, centered on it. And exclusively commenting on New York City crime. This show is Crime Report here on Compound. It's a separate audio podcast, which has been around since 2011. And you can hear the kind of things we discuss. You know, we got that one little clip for that. Why don't we go out on that?
You want to go out on that?
Okay,
yeah, cool.
Let's go out on that one.
All right.
And so thanks for watching. See you next week. Go away. Good night, everybody.
It will play in... a moment.
Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show.
Yes.
And thank you for tuning in if you're on Facebook or on the...
thanks to John, Garrett, Peter.
Yeah, for pulling it together.
Drew.
Although I would like to say very sorry to anybody who had to tune back in who was here at the right time, unlike us. We had tech issues at Compound. It's apparently been some kind of ongoing thing today with the website changeover and everything. Thanks for hanging out. I'm glad that you were able to see the show, and I apologize and I apologize to you, Ralph, that it was such a last-minute hassle here. It was a bit of an inconvenience and pretty uncomfortable for everybody. You don't want to make Ralph Friedman mad or unhappy. You just don't want it.
I remember saying, I said, I don't want to see Ralph in any other mood than just ecstatic.
Yeah.
Even that's,
yeah.
I have fear.
Because he's always the best in a great mood, and we ruin that. by
I think it worked out.
Yeah, we fixed
it. We'll do it again soon.
Right. We'll make it. It'll be a home run. Yeah. So, the video, you got that? You got the little cartoon Douglas Nelson, Doug Nelson, and you can see his podcast at radiomisfits.com. Radiomisfits.com. Doug Nelson.
This is the Eminem song.
Thanks for watching.
It's called Ass Like That. That's what it's called. The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you move it, the way you move it, you make my fat ass go doing, doing, doing.
Is that doing, doing, doing?
Oh, it must be doing, doing, doing. Yeah, oh, right. Doing, doing. Sorry, it was a doing. So I don't believe it. It's almost too good to be true. I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you move it, you make my pee-pee go doing, doing, doing. The way she moves,
that ass.
She's like a belly dancer. She's shaking that ass to the new Nelly jams. I don't know what that means.
Nelly, I think, is like a singer.
Oh, right.
It doesn't mean
with
Nelly.
A line of jams. Like, she has a line of things, and now he has a line of jams. Or this woman, Nelly, has a line of jams.
I think Nelly might be a man.
What?
Oh, like he has a line of, like, jellies and...
Exactly. Fine jams.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe compotes. I think someone's at the door, but I don't think I'm a answer. Please saying freeze, doing, doing, doing. What do you mean, freeze? Please, I'm a human being. I have needs. I'm not done. Not till I'm finished peeing. I'm not resisting arrest. I am agreeing. Mr. Officer, I'm already on my knees. I can't get on the ground any further. It's impossible for me. And do not treat me like a murderer. I just like to pee. Pee-pee, yes. I can make R&B. I sing song. It go ring-a-chong. Ching, chong, 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 ching. Psych, I joke, I joke, I keed, I keed. If I offend, I'm sorry. Please, please forgive. For I am Triumph the Puppet Dog. I am a mere puppet. I can get away with anything I say, and you will love it. The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you move it, you make my pee-pee go doing, doing, doing. Jessica Simpson looks oh so tempting. Nick, I ain't never seen an ass like that. Every time I see that show on MTV, my pee-pee goes... doing, doing, doing. It's very much like a Cat in a Hat, you know, Dr. Seuss type stuff with the repetition.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can see. This must be for kids. Mary-Kate and Ashley used to be so wholesome. Now they getting older, they're starting to grow bum-bums. I go to the movies and sit down with my popcorn. Police saying freeze, doing, doing, doing.
Can we skip to the part?
Well, no. This is important for context, Seth. Please. I mean... I want to go see the Mona Lisa. Do you just look at her smile only and not look at the rest of the painting? That's exactly how vulgar that would be.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay. Now, what do we freeze? Jeez, I just got my seat. I have a ticket. Look, I put it away. My zipper zipped. And then comes the mention. Hillary Duff is not quite old enough. So I ain't never seen her butt like that. Maybe next year, I'll say ass, and she'll make my pee-pee go doing, doing, doing. So this was mentioned on her IMDb, that she was mentioned in this song. You know, Eminem, great artist. A great artist. I mean, much better than... I mean, like... what's that? I can't even really quite remember his name, because Conway West. Conway West.
Yeah.
Conway West, who... you know, has made these, like, basically come out as a racist.
As a racist, yeah.
And a homophobe and a bigot.
Right. Because Eminem, you know, he stands strong against all that stuff.
He
even said he wanted to beat up Trump.
Yeah, he wants to beat up anybody who likes him and that they should all go fuck themselves. Kanye West saying that we should all think for ourselves. Yeah, that's a dog whistle. Yeah.
Okay, Conway.
Coded message for, you know, join a hate group.
Bye-bye. Bye, Conway.
Represent inmates.